Welcome to Learner on Learning. I'm Dr. Howard Lerner, Superintendent of Bergen County Technical Schools, and today we're talking about the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. Our guests today are Linda Wolf, our coordinator of the Bergen County Job Center, and Tammy Molinelli, our executive director for the Workforce Development Board. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great. Thrilled to be here.
Terrific. Well, let's start. And I'm going to try to start with the most obvious question, which is, what is the Bergen County Job Center?
Linda? Well, the Bergen County Job Center is a full-service training and employment agency. We're funded by government money, and it is free for the job seeker as well as employers.
Oh, excellent. And Tammy, what's your role in the process?
Well, my role in the process is board governance. We have 14 strategic areas where we oversee the funding streams. We bring partners together. We understand the needs of the job seekers in the community, and we understand the needs of the business community so that we can really build bridges to connect our population to jobs that have career paths in high demand industries. So it's really an economic strategy where we invest government money to help job seekers, those who are more disenfranchised. We run the welfare programs, out-of-school youth programs, veterans programs. But our job's really bringing people together, managing and overseeing the funding, and finding better ways to help people get jobs.
That's great, especially in today's day and age. It's a very useful situation that we need here in Bergen County. Can you, either one of you begin to talk a little bit about the different types of populations that we currently serve?
Sure. Well, we are also called the One-Stop Career Center. So what does that mean? Under the umbrella, we have various departments. So we service a lot of different people, such as Tammy mentioned, job seekers, right? We work with out-of-school youth. A lot of people don't know that about us. We also work with vocational resources, which are people that have disabilities, and if they're eligible for employment, and they do a fantastic job. Actually, they always win our 25 jobs a month. They're the ones that always, on our contest, they always win.
Excellent.
So we also, as Tammy mentioned, with veterans, we also work with displaced homemakers, and we also work with the older population, 55 and plus.
Excellent. Tammy, anything to add on that?
No, Linda did a great job. Right. I mean, our job's to meet job seekers where they are, with training opportunities, job placement opportunities. We have a learning link that helps individuals where English as a second language is a challenge, or their skills aren't quite up to where they need to be to take advantage of occupational training. So when they walk in the door, our job's to meet them where they're at, and then through a triage, direct them to the best place for them to go.
The Workforce Development Board recently put out the Bergen County Local Workforce Development Plan, and it's based on the current labor market information. The Lightcast and Census data set clearly show that there are gaps that exist that keep people from finding employment opportunities. One of the main factors is a language barrier, and I think Tammy just made reference to that. What are we doing to address this, Linda?
Well, I'm really happy to report to you guys that we just recently started an ESL program in-house, okay? And it's under Title I. So what does that mean? It means that we help individuals that really have some English, but not enough to, you know, be confident in employment or go out for, you know, an interview. We have a counselor up there that is just wonderful. She's so patient with people, and I have gotten nothing but accolades from her. So, again, a couple of months, we're into this. Every seat in that room is packed out.
Really?
So we have about 21 computers, and we're really helping the population that needs English as a second language.
Terrific.
Yep.
Yeah, and also piggyback on that, one of the things that the business community asks for most are soft skills, people skills, how, you know, they want people who can communicate, to show up on time, who are engaged with other people in the workforce. We have a program that we instituted called Conover that really helps people understand the extent to which they currently have people skills needed for the community, and then training programs that kind of piggyback on that. I'd also add that we recently added Skill Up Bergen, which is a 7,000 course online curriculum where individuals can just jump on for free and take any of the training programs, or business customers can also customize these programs and use it as an incumbent worker training strategy.
Interesting.
So the diversity of things we offer, you can see, are English as a second language, basic skills, soft skills, you know, higher education, and some of them are certification programs.
And how did your clients get to you? You know,
That's a great question.
Do we advertise?
A lot of different doors.
Yeah.
And I might say we are the best kept secret in Bergen County, which hopefully through this podcast, maybe that will help, right? There are many doors that they come through us. They'll come through us through unemployment, okay, that's typically one of the first ones. Schools, right? Different associations, because Tammy and I are very involved in the community. So it could be through chambers, it could be Society of Human Resource Management, it could be through, just recently we resurrected a really good program called BEN, and BEN represents Bergen Employment Network. And just recently, we brought in the lady that handles metrics, which is the Skill Up. So we were able to introduce that to employers, and she said it was fantastic because now we have some people that are really going to jump on the program. So those are the kinds of things we need to get out into the community because, you know, as you mentioned in the beginning, this is WIOA, right? Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. For a very long time, we were not allowed to advertise, which is crazy, right? But lately, we're going to know a little bit more, hopefully, this week. There is a new initiative for, they're not calling it marketing, they're calling it outreach.
Air quotes.
Gotcha.
New marketing, yeah.
All right.
Just for a point of clarification, WIO is a piece of federal legislation that was in the Obama administration, bipartisan legislation that was signed off on. So the work that Linda and I do here in our local community is also duplicated across the country in every local area. So our job as a board is to shepherd that funding to be able to bring people together, and Linda's role is really the operational side. She's the collaborator, convener, and brings a lot of the partners together because the goal is to weave together resources in the community that creates a fabric where everyone wins. So that's just wanted to clarify what WIOA was.
And are you working with individuals from Bergen County or outside Bergen County? How does that whole thing work?
So from a policy perspective, we prioritize people in Bergen. The money is federal funding, so we can't specifically keep people out, but we do prioritize people in our own backyard. The state funding for our welfare clients, those who are looking to get back into the workplace, our Learning Link and some special funding, state money, so we have more flexibility with that funding, but the WIOA money we prioritize for Bergen residents.
Great. Thank you. There are also current and projected labor deficits in manufacturing, in construction, and healthcare, for instance. How are we dealing with this?
You want me to take that? So here's the interesting thing. It's a cultural issue from my perspective. There are tremendous opportunities in construction, in manufacturing, you know, in healthcare, but we need to rethink what it means to enter higher education from high school, what it means to start on a career path, and we really need to rethink the four-year institutions. I am a huge believer in lifelong learning. I think bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, certification, PhDs, if you'd like, are something that we strive for. We always need to be learning. I'm just not so sure that a four-year degree immediately after high school, particularly after COVID, where so many things like the social skills, the academic skills, you know, it was a bumpy ride for those years during COVID, that a four-year degree is the right thing for every student.
So let me bring it down to the high school level, being the superintendent of Bergen County Technical Schools. Can you talk a little bit about your interaction with students who at the high school setting, even prior to getting to like a Bergen Community College or a four-year college?
So legislatively, we don't do work in the high schools. That's a Department of Education strategic line down. We stick from the Department of Labor, although we do work with out-of-school youth, so we're connected in that way. You know, a lot of what we do is education and just help parents in our community, youth in our community, counselors, superintendents, whoever we can talk to about the many career paths from high school for students.
And as you both know, we have created a high school called Applied Tech High School that sits on the campus of Bergen Community College. And what's interesting, and you talk about, you know, job pathways and, you know, the students in Applied Tech High are in advanced manufacturing, health professions, or cybersecurity. And the reason we did that is because BCC has an AA degree in those areas. And just last year, we had 60 graduates. We didn't have graduates in cybersecurity because we don't have a full 9 to 12 yet, but we did in advanced manufacturing and health professions. And out of 60 graduates, 39 of the high school students graduated with an AA degree in May, a month before they received their high school diploma.
That's just fabulous.
So this is the type of, you know, thing that we're looking to do at the high school level, but it ultimately leads into the college and career path that you're talking about.
I'd like to say that this initiative that Tammy and I are taking on for April, I think Bergen County citizens, parents, we need to debunk the myths that getting a four-year education is going to make somebody successful. So as you just said about the school and the different departments and the education that they're getting, I think that's fabulous because it's, you know, you're helping these individuals move into the future. Hey, let's face it, right? Not everybody's college material, right? So there might be people that are really good with their hands or they're good with, you know, cooking. And construction, which we're getting very involved with construction and manufacturing. And by the way, my age group, the baby boomers, we're all retiring from the trades. So we need more people, especially young people, to embrace these jobs, you know, because we're going away.
And unfortunately, a college education now is getting more and more and more expensive.
Yes.
Very, very difficult. To look at that and look at the loan that a student might have to take and say, oh, I'm going to go 4 years and come out with a liberal arts degree. Where is it going to take me?
Right.
So this has some structure to it in terms of what
we're talking about. We see a lot of people, especially the counselors, you know, where we work at the job center, see a lot of people that have mounds of debt. And they're working in the mall for $15 an hour. They're never going to get out of it. So we offer these beautiful pathways or training to, you know, get exposed to the trades.
Right. Tammy, you were going to say.
Yeah, so when parents embrace that lifelong learning is something that needs to be, like, understood as very important and valued, then you can get your higher levels of degrees and education and learning. And if you want to get a PhD in microbiology, there's no race to the finish. If you want to take a course in underwater basket weaving because it's enjoyable, do that. Just understand that learning and growing is just the fabric of how human beings are naturally hardwired. You know, and a four-year degree doesn't start and end. Education should be embraced as something that everyone does all the time just because it's enjoyable.
Very well said. I am a little nervous about underwater basket weaving. Not sure it'd be my topic. Got it. Are there any programs that you feel set the Bergen County Job Center apart from others?
Oh, totally. Our Workforce New Jersey, where we work with the welfare population. And by the way, it is Tammy in my heart, okay? We love these individuals. We have hired a MSW who's also bilingual, and she is the counselor there for our TANF, which is Temporary Assistant for Needy Families. And I know, Dr. Lerner, you've seen some of our videos, some of the people that have gotten out of welfare.
Yep. So very impressive, by the way.
That's our heart, right? But the program we put in place not only addresses them to, you know, resume writing, interviewing skills, and to get a job, but to get confident. And we help them with resources to eliminate those barriers that put them in the welfare program in the first place. I mean, we got a lot of work to do. And Tammy, maybe you could speak a little more to that because she's on this path to really get the Board of Social Services as well as helping these individuals with getting assessed before they come to us because they need to be job ready and they're not job ready. As you well know, mental health, I have never seen mental health so high in all of my career, and I've been doing this a long time. It's just incredible. So Tammy has really gone on a, I'm going to say a war path. You're going after
a mission.
A mission, right? Why don't you explain a little bit about, you know, the model of what we see and how this could help the population with Workforce New Jersey.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. So I started to get into the classroom with our welfare clients, those who have families, those who are individuals, those on food stamps. And I sat back and I observed because I wanted to find out what the real barrier to employment was. We fund childcare, we fund housing, we fund transportation, we fund all of these essential things to keep people alive. My perspective, though, is it keeps people in poverty because I see their number one barrier to employment is their belief system, their belief that they don't have a place in the workforce. Mm. And so the last 12 months I've observed, the other hat that I wear is an executive coach. I'm very interested in human performance, particularly in the workplace. And so, you know, I just came to the conclusion we need to go head on with helping people address this barrier to employment, which is the way they think about themselves in the and in the workplace. And if we can get people to reframe that narrative, I'm worthy, I'm valuable, I can learn, I can be successful, I can make money and not have to live on public assistance like my parents, my grandparents, the parents before them. Generational poverty is really, it's a, I don't want to say it's a mindset, but it's a series of learned behaviors where people just feel stuck. So I went shopping for what I believe is the best national model for a coaching program that deals with trauma-informed kinds of coaching that help people. If we can get a coaching program where every single day people are changing the way they think about themselves, how they want their children to be for 6 months. And then right beside that, we create another strategic approach that teaches them occupational opportunities. What are their skills? What's their interest? Where's the training for that? And then where are the job opportunities in our community? If we can do those two things strategically together between the Board of Social Services, the Department of Labor, and the Job Center, and the case managers, and we can do that one-on-one coaching model for 6 months, the best brain science says that could be transformational.
And that, to me, that sounds really exciting, not only from our perspective, but I would assume from the client's perspective, each and every day looking forward to something, looking forward to learn something new and change their thought pattern. Fantastic.
And one of the core things people need is a sense of belonging. So we're going to wrap resources around these individuals. We're looking at 20 people in Bergen, 20 in Atlantic County, and 20 in Middlesex County. I've gotten two other colleagues to jump on board with us.
Excellent.
To test this out. And we believe that the right people are going to, for the first time, feel a sense of belonging. And then we're going to require those individuals after 6 months to come back and mentor new people coming into the program. So there's a continuous learning for that person after 6 months, and it's building community.
That's great.
So
great stuff.
We'll keep you posted.
Now, I also know there's a special program here in Bergen County that a lot of other counties don't have, and that's Project Search. Do you want to just speak quickly about that?
Sure, I'd love to. So several years ago, the legislation changed, and we needed to pull money out of the high schools for kids with disabilities to be able to get career exploration, program development, and that type of thing. So when we lost that funding, the Workforce Development Board and our really well-developed disability community, along with Freeholder Zur, the county executive, and the support of you, Dr. Lerner, we found a program called Project Search. In a nutshell, it's a program that takes place on a business host's site. We allow people to go through three strategic internships where they focus on skill development of their choice. They're not doing things that the business needs from a clerical point of view. The program's designed to help individuals, youth, or adults with disabilities to develop skill sets on a business site with a business coach. We found remarkable outcomes with individuals getting employed. The business hosts, more times than not, hires these individuals. Bergen County Special Services has really taken the lead, along with the job coaches, and with the Friendship House and ARC and county administration, Freeholders are county executive.
It's just a great coordinated effort, really is.
Yep.
Terrific.
Can we talk a little bit about the mobile job center?
The mobile job center. That was a big goal of mine to have a mobile makerspace in our non-public school setting. And I know that the two of you have taken on this concept. So I would love to hear more about it.
Well, during COVID, this was always my dream.
It was, Linda's dream. It was like, it's too expensive. She's like, I have a dream.
I have a dream because nobody knows who we are at the Bergen County Job Center.
Yes.
And what a great opportunity to bring the job center to the community, especially during COVID, because people were coming into buildings. We lease from a state building, so it was like, well, they can't come in. And, oh, by the way, we were the only department really kind of working after a couple of months. So with that said, I remember calling Andrea, our assistant superintendent, and I said, I would love to get a bus and just bring our services out to Bergen County citizens. And she goes, we have a bus. I go, we do? Where is it? So she hooked me up with the Makerspace bus, and Ed Hayward, our head of technology, actually got a banner. He made a banner for us. We put it on there with our logo and our email address and our phone number, and we went out into the community sharing all these wonderful, beautiful resources that we have for people, and people loved it. Then we took it a little step further. Every time we do an outdoor job fair, which we also tell the community about the services, but we also have employers there. And it has really helped us to get the word out into the community. And it helped, again, because we are not allowed to advertise. So when they see this bus, it's like, what's that all about, right? And when we go into our county parks, like Van Saun Park, or when we're in Overpeck Park, people come over. They're curious. So we've gotten a lot of people that were like, oh, my God, so-and-so in my family is out of work. They'll take a flyer, right? So they call back at the Bergen County Job Center, and we're able to service them.
And that turned into a great coordinated effort and a shared services.
And thank you, Dr. Lerner, because it's very expensive to have that bus, as Tammy said, and we would fight like sisters over it.
Well, that's what we do here in Bergen County, right? We share services and we try to reduce costs. So It's working out. I'm really glad to hear that. Anything else anybody wants to say about what either one of you, you know, is doing?
I think one of the biggest strategies that we want to focus on and do outreach with is allowing the business community to understand what a resource we are.
Yeah.
We understand labor market information. I understand how to help small businesses get aligned with their workforce, how to find people, how to train them, and how to retain them. You know, the younger workforce is, you know, their job permanency is about every 3 years, 2 to 3 years they leave. And they leave for reasons. So our job is to help businesses understand how to find people, how to train them, and how to retain them. And they're all free services. In addition to the Metrics learning program, where they can custom design training that's online that they can use with their human resources department. We also have funding to help offset the cost if they bring an individual on and do on-the-job training. And we have funding for incumbent worker training. If your staff needs to be upskilled and you need it for your business and can build a business case around that investment, we want to talk to you.
So I think on-the-job training is another best-kept secret at the Bergen County Job Center. Mm-hmm. I know, having a career in human resources, if I knew that there was a program available to me like this, I would have jumped all over it. We have a lot of people that come to us that get skilled up or trained, right? But a lot of employers are a little leery on bringing that person on because they don't have the experience.
Sure.
Well, the on-the-job training, because we could pay up to, depending, there's a scale, 50% of that person's salary, right, for 26 weeks. I would have jumped all over this, but it's available, and we're trying to get the word out on that, you know?
Excellent. Well, I want to thank both of you, Ms. Molinelli and Ms. Wolf, for taking the time to have the discussion with us today and for sharing some of this incredible opportunities being made available to the residents of Bergen County with an interest specifically in workforce development. And to the listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of Learner on Learning.